Today, as Elder Pong told us, is the first day of Passion Week or Holy Week.
我们知道今天是圣周, 就是受难周的第一天。
This is Palm Sunday.
我们称为棕榈,
Jesus
主日,
rode into Jerusalem on a donkey.
那主耶稣骑着驴驹进了耶路撒冷。
Crowds waved palm branches.
然后呢, 这个群众就挥着棕树枝。
They shouted, Hosanna to the King, Son of David.
他们就喊着说, 何撒那归于大卫的子孙。
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
奉主名来的是应当称重的。
Hosanna in the highest.
高高在上, 何撒那。
It's a day of celebration.
今天的庆祝。
They are expecting Jesus to come into town.
他们就在期待耶稣基督来到耶路撒冷。
Overthrow the Romans.
然后推翻罗马政府。
Set Israel free.
然后让以色列国得自由。
After decades of living under the control of an enemy empire,
在这个几个世纪, 多少年, 在这个敌人的这个统治之下,
they will be delivered.
他们最终得释放。
They're excited.
他们说也很兴奋。
But on Friday,
但是到了周五,
the crowds are going to shout, crucify him.
这同样一群人就会喊着说, 钉他十字架。
On Palm Sunday,
在棕榈节主日,
Jesus is traveling a road that's going to lead to a cross.
主耶稣走在一条要通向十字架的路上。
Even while the crowds are cheering, he knows that a cross is waiting.
即使这个群众都在跟他喝彩, 他知道前尽头就是十字架。
And so on the church calendar, this Sunday always has two titles.
所以呢, 在教会的日历上呢, 这个主日呢, 有两个名称。
It's called Palm Sunday.
一个称为棕榈枝主日。
A day of rejoicing.
是一个欢庆的日子。
But it's also called Passion Sunday.
但是也称为这个受难周的一个日子。
The first day of this path to the cross.
因为这是要通向十字架道路的第一天。
A few weeks ago, I came down to the church early on a Friday morning.
然后几周以前, 我有一个 周五的早晨很早我就来到教会。
It was still dark and I stood in the back of the sanctuary 因为, looking up at the cross that was lighted.
因为那时候天还是黑的, 那我就站在这个教堂的后边就看到这个后边的十字架。
And in the dark, the light on the cross made it stand out.
然后因为都是黑黑的嘛, 暗暗的, 所以这个十字架上的光芒就很显明。
And I thought, isn't it strange that we have an instrument of death as the focal point of our sanctuary?
我就在想说, 这是不是一件很奇怪的, 就是很特别的事情, 我们应该有个死亡的刑具, 成为我们教堂的一个, 好像大家的一个焦点, 一个关注点。
Think about it. You step into a Jewish synagogue and you see a six-pointed star.
你想一下, 如果你进到一个犹太的会堂, 你看到的是个六角星。
Visit a mosque and you'll see a crescent moon.
如果你去清真寺呢, 你看到的是一个弯月。
Buddhist monastery will be adorned with lotus blossoms.
那佛教的寺庙呢, 就有那个莲花。
Symbols of light, of peace.
那他们都象征着这个光和和平。
But our church, thousands of Christian churches, has a cross on their front wall.
但是不仅是我们的教会, 还有成千上万的教会, 他们外边的一个记号就是一个十字架。
This morning, I want us to consider three reasons why the cross is so important to us.
所以今天早晨我们来思想三个方面来思想说十字架为什么对我们如此重要。
As we enter Holy Week,
当我们进入这个圣周的时候,
I want you to think about why the cross is so important this week.
我让大家, 请大家来思想, 为什么十字架如此重要。
The first thing I want you to see this morning is that the cross reveals the depths of our sin.
我想大家来思想的第一件事就是十字架让显示了我们罪之深。
Listen to Paul's words in Romans 3.
请听保罗在罗马书第三章来所讲的。
None is righteous.
没有一人。
No, not one.
连一个也没有。
No one understands.
没有明白的。
No one seeks for God.
没有寻求神的。
All have turned aside.
都是偏离正路。
Together they have become worthless.
一同变为无用。
No one does good.
没有行善的。
Not even one.
连一个也没有。
And he concludes the paragraph this way.
他最后这一段他结束的时候这样讲。
All have sinned.
世人都犯了罪。
fall short of the glory of God.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
We often forget the seriousness of sin.
我们通常会忘记了这个罪的严重性。
We think, oh, it's just a little thing.
我们会觉得说，这就是一件小事情。
Everyone sins, what? It's no big deal.
每个人都犯罪，没什么了不起的。
But when you look at the cross,
但是当你看十字架的时候,
you are seeing the ultimate testimony to the cost of sin.
你就看到这个罪的代价的这个最终的一个显露。
The cross reminds me
十字架就提醒我们,
that my sin
我的罪,
made the death of Jesus necessary.
我的罪让耶稣的死成为可能, 就是需要耶稣为我死。
Justice requires that sin be punished.
因为公义需要罪被得到惩罚。
A just God could not simply say, I'll ignore the law.
一位公义的神不能说, 哦, 我就忽略这个律法。
That would make him unjust.
如果这样的话, 他就不是公义的神了。
An arbitrary ruler.
就是一个随心所欲的一个统治者。
God must judge sin.
神必须要惩罚罪。
But he loved us too much to leave us with no hope of redemption.
但是神如此的爱我们, 不是把我们就放在一个没有得救的盼望的这样的一个境地。
So he said the penalty has to be paid.
所以神说这个罪的刑罚必须要得到偿还。
I will send my son to pay the penalty that we owed.
我差遣我的儿子为就是我们众人的罪所付的就是所应该这个
My sin caused the death of Jesus.
是我的罪让耶稣死。
The cross reminds me of man's cruelty.
然后十字架也再次向我们显示了人的残忍。
Because we did not just kill the Son of God.
因为我们不单单就是杀害了神的儿子。
We made him suffer one of the most terrible deaths mankind has ever devised.
我们让他所受的这个死刑是人类所能想出来的最严酷、最残忍的死刑。
Crucifixion was designed to cause as much suffering as possible.
这个十字架的刑罚，那个目的就是让你尽可能的受苦。
As a man hung on the cross, the limbs were pulled out of socket by the weight, the body's weight.
然后当一个人被挂在十字架上的时候，他的身体的体重就会让他的这个关节就脱节。
The hours in the sun left the victim dehydrated and in agony.
然后让这个罪犯呢，被钉十字架的人呢，在太阳底下就最后就脱水。
And doctors say that a person who was crucified eventually died through suffocation.
然后这个医生就说，被钉十字架的人最终死于窒息而亡。
Because the only way to breathe was to pull themselves up to get enough breath in their lungs.
因为唯一能够呼吸的方式就是他要把自己的身体这样提上来呼一口气，吸一口气。
And when they were finally too weak to pull themselves up, they would suffocate.
当他们最后再特别的虚弱，没有办法再让自己的身体立起来的时候，他们就死于窒息。
But there wasn't just the physical agony. There was the shame. A person stripped naked. Mocked by the crowds. Our paintings mislead us.
就是那些画作呀，其实是误导了我们。
Because in most paintings of the crucifixion, you see the cross is high up above the crowd.
因为你看到的那个多数的这个画作呢，基本上那个十字架是离地面很远的。
But the Romans put a cross just above eye level.
但是罗马人他们处死，就是那个十字架仅仅高于你的眼平线。
They wanted the person who was dying to be able to look into the eyes of the people who were laughing and mocking them.
因为他们想要这个死的人呢，被钉十字架的，就看着那些嘲笑他们人的眼，就是那些人的眼光，那个仇恨的眼光，嘲笑他们人的眼光。
They wanted the crowd to be able to see the suffering.
他们也想这个观刑的人也看到这个钉十字架的人的痛苦。
They wanted the Jews to know if you resist Rome, this could happen to you.
他们想要犹太人知道，如果你们要是抵抗罗马人的话，这就是你的下场。
It wasn't enough to kill a man.
所以单单杀一个人是不够的。
They wanted to kill him in the most painful and most shameful way possible.
他们就是以这个最残忍、最耻辱的方式来杀害这个人。
It was a death intended for the worst criminals.
这个十字架的刑罚是给那个最糟糕的、最 罪恶的刑犯留下来的。
But Jesus,
但是耶稣,
the only perfect man to ever walk on earth,
就是唯一的这样一个完美的曾经在这个世界上出现的人,
died this death,
却死于十字架,
not for his sins,
不是为了他自己的罪,
but for mine,
是为我的罪。
The cross reminds me that there is no one righteous.
十字架提醒我没有一个义人。
Apart from God's grace, even the best person is controlled by our selfish, sinful nature.
如果不是因着神的恩典，即使是我们当中最好的人，也是被他的那个自私的心愿所控制。
If you read the crucifixion story this week,
你这个星期来读这个耶稣上钉十字架的这个故事的时候，
I hope you will notice,
我希望你能注意到，
that Jesus was not killed by criminals.
耶稣不是被囚犯被那个坏人所定，杀害的。
He was killed by good people.
他是被好人所杀害的。
The religious leaders who condemned Jesus to death were men who prided themselves on being careful to observe every detail of the Jewish law.
那些把耶稣钉在十字架的这些宗教领袖，他们就非常以自己，就是说很认真地遵守这个宗教法则、教条、规条，他们引以为荣。
They were good men.
他们都是好人。
The Roman law had safeguards to make sure that no innocent person was ever executed.
这个当时罗马的法律系统呢，它是非常小心的，有层层的保障，是为了确定没有无辜的人会被杀害。
Jesus was executed by the best legal system of the time.
当时耶稣是被世上最好的法律系统所处决的。
The crowds who mocked Jesus.
那些在嘲笑耶稣的这些群众。
They weren't bad people.
他们不是坏人。
They went to the temple.
他们都去圣殿。
They loved their children.
他们爱他们的孩子。
They gave money to the poor.
他们也周济穷人。
They were people just like you and me.
他们就像你和我这样的人。
Jesus was murdered by good people.
耶稣是被好人所谋杀的。
Who followed a good religion.
他们跟随一个好的宗教。
Under a good legal code.
然后也是在一个很完备的一个很好的法律系统之下。
Before Good Friday,
在受难日之前,
apart from the cross,
如果不是十字架,
we could convince ourselves,
我们可以说服自己说,
that if you have a good religion and a good legal system,
如果我们有好的宗教信仰, 我们有好的宗教, 我们有好的, 文明的道德的法律系统,
at heart we're really good people.
在我们里边, 我们都是善人, 我们都是好人。
But after Calvary,
但是在格格他之后,
we can no longer fool ourselves.
我们就没有办法再愚弄自己。
The cross shows us at our worst.
十字架就展现了我们最丑陋、最可怕的一面。
When you step into the church and you see the cross,
当你进到教会, 你看到十字架的时候,
it's there to remind us,
在那里就提醒我们,
of the depths of our sin.
我们的罪之深。
This is us.
那个就是我们。
We did it.
是我们把它钉在十字架上的。
But there's a second thing that I hope you will think of when you look at the cross.
但是当你看十字架的时候，有第二点，我希望大家能想到。
Because the cross shows us the reach of God's love.
因为十字架向我们展示了神的爱之广之深。
Romans 5.
罗马书第五章。
Paul says, while we were still weak.
保罗说，因我们还软弱的时候。
At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
And then he says,
然后保罗接着说,
one will scarcely die for a righteous person.
为义人死是少有的。
Although perhaps for a good person, one would dare to die.
或者有敢做的。
But God shows his love for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
In that while we were still sinners,
神的爱就在此向我们显明了,
Christ died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
The cross shows that God loved us enough to become part of our broken world.
十字架向我们展示神如此的爱我们，以致成为我们这个破碎世界的一部分。
A few weeks ago, I asked the question, what is wrong with our world?
那几个星期之前，我问大家，我们的世界出了什么问题？
Why is there such pain and suffering?
为什么在我们的世界有如此的痛苦跟？
Why do people die of diseases too young?
为什么人在很年轻的时候就死于癌症或者别的疾病？
Why are children murdered at school?
为什么在学校里有那个杀害孩子的枪击案？
Why? Why?
为什么？为什么？
And we saw a few weeks ago the answer is sin.
我们几个星期看到这个答案就是罪。
All have sinned.
世人都犯了罪。
Our sin brought suffering and death into our world.
我们的罪给这个世界带来了苦难和死亡。
But God did not leave us alone in this broken world.
但是神就没有把我们丢弃在这个这样一个破碎的世界。
He took on human flesh and became one of us.
然后神就变成就是穿上血肉体，成为我们中间的一员。
One of my favorite names for Jesus in the New Testament is the name Emmanuel.
主耶稣在新约里我最喜欢的一个名字就是以马内利。
Emmanuel means God with us.
以马内利就意味着神和我们同在。
He is God with us in our pain and suffering.
在我们的痛苦和苦难中，神他是和我们同在的神。
In our emotional brokenness and our loneliness.
在我们情绪上很破碎、很孤单的时候，他是和我们同在的神。
He is God with us in the intensive care unit.
当我们在这个被照顾的这个养老院的时候，神也是。
God with us when our children have rebelled.
当我们的孩子背逆我们的时候，神也是和我们同在的神。
God with us when life seems hopeless.
当生命、生活看着无望的时候，他是和我们同在的神。
You see, God could have stood apart from the pain of our world.
神可以远离我们这个世界的痛苦。
He could have said, "You broke it with your sin."
他可以说是你们的罪让这个世界破碎的。
But He loved us enough to become God with us.
但是他如此的爱我们，以至于他成为神和我们同在。
To step into our broken world.
他来到我们这个破碎的世界。
No one can shake their fist and say, "God, you don't know what it's like in our world."
没有人可以对神挥着拳头说，神啊，你不知道我们的这个世界是怎么样的。
No one can say, "You don't understand my suffering."
没有人可以说你不了解我的痛苦。
Because in Jesus, God entered our broken world.
因为耶稣神子他进入到我们的世界。
He not only lived among us.
他不仅仅生活在我们中间。
He loved us enough to pay the price for our sin.
他如此的爱我们，为我们的罪付上代价。
700 years before Jesus is born.
在耶稣出生前的700年。
The prophet Isaiah wrote that the Messiah would pay the penalty for our sin.
先知以赛亚就说到，弥赛亚会为我们的罪付上代价。
We read it earlier this morning.
今天早晨我们早些读到。
He was pierced for our transgressions.
他为我们的罪。
He was crushed for our iniquities.
他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
On him was the chastisement that brought us peace.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
With his wounds, we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
We have turned everyone to his own way.
个人偏行己路。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Jesus came to earth knowing the suffering and death that waited for him.
耶稣来到世间，他知道他等着他的就是痛苦和苦难。
He knew he was on a path to the cross.
他知道他在走向十字架的道路上。
But he was willing to suffer death so that we could live.
他却心甘情愿地去忍受这些痛苦和死亡，因为他爱我们。
Why?
为什么？
Because of love.
因为他爱我们。
He loved us more than life itself.
他爱我们胜过爱生他自己的性命。
I read about the daughter of Queen Victoria.
我读到就是说，维多利亚女王的女儿。
Princess Alice.
就是爱丽丝公主。
She had two children who contracted diphtheria.
然后她有两个孩子呢，都得了。当时得了那个白喉症
，very contagious disease。
那个白喉症传染性是非常强的。
Princess Alice had a very weak physical constitution。
爱丽丝这个公主她本身就是身体是比较虚弱的。
And the doctors told her she had to stay away from her children while they were ill。
医生就说你要离得了病的孩子要远离他们。
Alice's daughter, Marie, died very quickly.
那爱丽丝的公主的女儿这个玛利亚就很快就过世了。
But her son lingered on for days and days.
但是他的这个儿子呢却拖延了好几天好长时间。
The doctor said, you can't go near him.
然后医生就说你不能靠近他。
But she would come to his bedroom and she would stand in the corner praying for her little boy.
然后他就会到这个孩子的这个卧房就待在这个角落就为孩子祷告。
But one day as she was there, she heard her son Ernest whisper to his nurse.
然后有一天呢，他就听到他的儿子就对他照顾他那个保姆，就是那个护士就说
Why doesn't my mother kiss me anymore?
妈妈为什么不再亲我了呢？
Her heart was broken at the idea that her son would die thinking my mother doesn't love me.
他的心都快碎了，想到说儿子要死了，觉得说妈妈不爱我了。
She ran to his bed and took him in her arms.
然后他就冲到儿子的床前。
She kissed him and said, I love you.
然后他就亲儿子说我爱你。
And that day she contracted the disease and died a few days later.
他也得了白喉症，过几天就过世了。
You see, her love for her son was stronger than her desire for life itself.
他对儿子的爱胜过他对自己的性命的保，对自己性命安健康的考虑。
And when you look at the cross,
当你看十字架的时候,
you know that Jesus' love for us was stronger than his desire for life itself.
你就知道耶稣的爱胜过他对自己性命的这个在意。
He knew the path he was on.
他知道他要走的路道路。
He knew it led to a cross.
他知道最终他会走上十字架。
I've been reading through the Gospel of Mark. Over and over we see this.
我一直在读马可福音，不断的我们就看到这一点。
Mark 8, he began to teach them that he must suffer many things and be rejected and killed.
然后在马可福音第八章，他就开始教导他们说，他要受很多的苦，并且被杀害。
Mark 9, they're all the way up in the north in Galilee.
马可福音第九章，他们那时候在北部的加利利。
And he says, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men and they will kill him.
他就说人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他。
Mark 10, they're traveling down to Jerusalem.
他们要去到耶路撒冷。
And he says, we're going to Jerusalem.
耶稣说我们要上耶路撒冷去。
The Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priest.
人子将要被交给祭司长。
They will condemn him to death.
和文士他们要定他死罪。
They will mock him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him.
他们要鞭打他，要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。
Jesus was not surprised by the cross.
耶稣并没有被十字架所震惊。
He knew the death that was waiting in Jerusalem.
他知道在耶路撒冷是有死亡在等着他。
But he went anyway.
但是不管怎么样，他去了。
Because God's love reached far enough to pay the price of our sin.
神的爱是真的是如此之深之广，然后就真的降临到我们身上。
When you look at the cross,
当我们看十字架的时候，
let it remind you how much God loves you.
让他提醒你神是多么的爱你。
Athanasius was one of the church leaders in the 4th century.
那亚他拿修是公元四世纪教会的领袖。
And he said Jesus had to be crucified.
他说耶稣是必须要钉十字架。
Because it's only on a cross that a man dies with his arms outstretched.
因为只有在十字架上的这种死亡是人死的时候是胳膊是。
He said Jesus had to die with his arms open to everyone.
因为耶稣只有必须要死的是他的膀臂是向所有的人张开。
To show that no one is beyond the reach of his love.
去显示没有人是他的爱所不能及的。
No sin is beyond his forgiveness.
没有任何的罪是他的饶恕所不能及的。
Why do we have a cross at the front of our sanctuary?
我们为什么在教会的最显著的位置有十字架呢？
To remind us.
就是提醒我们。
That God loved us enough to enter our world.
神如此的爱我们，他进入到我们这个世界。
Pay the price for our sin.
为我们的罪付上代价。
But there's a third reason I want you to see that we have a cross in our sanctuary.
但是还有第三个我们在教会的显著位置有十字架的原因。
It reminds us of the depths of our sin.
它十字架提醒了我们的罪之深。
It reminds us how much he loved us.
也提醒我们神有多么的爱我们。
But the cross gives us the promise of eternal life.
但是十字架也给了我们有永生的这个盼应许。
1 Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
Paul says, as by man came death,
是既是因义人而来。
By a man has come the resurrection of the dead.
死人复活也是因义人而来。
For as in Adam all die,
在亚当里众人都死了。
So in Christ shall all be made alive.
照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
Jesus' resurrection gives the promise that every believer will be raised to eternal life.
耶稣的复活告诉我们，给我们这样的应许，每一个相信的人也都要复活，有永生。
Now you might say, wait a minute, that's for next Sunday, that's Easter.
你就说，哎，等一下，这个是下个复活节的信息啊。
What's that got to do with the cross?
那跟十字架有什么关系呢？
But if you look at our cross,
如果你看我们的十字架，
it is empty.
那是空的。
You see, the empty cross reminds us that Good Friday is not the end of Holy Week.
空空的十字架就提醒我们，受难日不是
On Friday,
这个最终的结果故事。
On Friday, Jesus cried out, "It is finished."
在星期五受难日，主耶稣就呼喊说，成了。
But on Sunday,
但是到复活节星期天
，The angel said,
天使说。
He is not here.
他不在这里。
For he is risen.
他已经复活了。
The tomb was empty.
坟墓是空的。
The message of the empty cross is this.
这个空坟墓的信息就是这样的。
Jesus came and died for our sins.
耶稣降临为我们的罪死。
Three days later, he rose from the grave.
三天后从坟墓中复活。
And because he lives,
因他活着
you and I, can live eternally.
我们也要永远活着。
The night before he's crucified,
在耶稣被钉十字架之前的那个晚
上 Jesus said, because I live, you also will live.
耶稣说，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Because he conquered death, we have the hope of eternal life.
因为他战胜了死亡，所以我们有永生的盼望。
He defeated death through the cross.
他是借着十字架战胜了死亡。
There's no resurrection apart from the cross.
离开了十字架就没有复活。
We cannot have Easter without Good Friday.
如果没有受难日，我们也就没有复活节。
Good Friday shows the power of death.
受难日就展示了这个罪的权势。
Even the Son of God could be killed.
即使是神子也要经历死亡。
But Easter Sunday shows the limits of death.
但是复活节展示了这个死亡权势的有限。
Because Jesus conquered the grave.
因为耶稣战胜了死亡，耶稣的复活战胜了死亡。
In the ancient world,
在古代古时候
the cross was a symbol of shame.
这个十字架是一个耻辱的记号。
In fact, it took a long time before the cross became a symbol for Christians.
那就是其实有很长的一段时间之后呢，十字架才成了这个基督信仰的一个记号。
If you go to Rome and tour the catacombs where the early Christians were buried,
如果你到罗马，你去参观那个地下的那个坟墓，就是基督徒在地下坟墓里聚会，
you don't see any crosses.
你在那上面看不到任何的十字架。
You see the symbol of a fish.
你看到的就是一个鱼的记号。
But the cross was too shameful, too embarrassing. No one wanted to take that as their symbol.
因为那个十字架是太耻辱了，太痛苦了，没有人想用那个十字架来做一个记号。
But eventually, the Christians began to realize.
基督徒意识到。
Wait a minute.
等一下。
For us, this is not a symbol of shame.
对我们来讲，这个不是一个耻辱的记号。
This is a symbol of victory.
这是一个得胜的记号。
Our cross is empty.
我们的十字架是空的。
Death is temporary.
死亡是暂时的。
Because our cross is empty, we know we will live again.
因为十字架是空的，我们知道我们可以永远活着，我们有复活的盼望。
Because of the empty cross.
因为这个空的十字架。
Even in the valley of the shadow of death, we have hope.
即使在死荫的幽谷，我们依然有盼望。
This morning, why do we have an instrument of death in our sanctuary?
今天早上我们为什么有个死亡的刑具在我们的教堂里呢？
Because it summarizes for us the gospel message.
因为它就向我们 总结涵盖了这个福音的信息。
When you step into our sanctuary on Sunday and you see the cross,
当你到主日进到这个主堂里边，你看到十字架的时候，
don't just see a religious symbol.
不要只是想到是一个宗教的记号。
Remember,
你要记得，
because of my sin,
因为我的罪，
Jesus had to suffer that terrible death.
耶稣必须要受那样子可怕的死亡。
When you walk in and see the cross,
当你进来看到十字架的时候。
Remember,
记得,
because of love,
因为爱,
God loved me so much,
神如此的爱我,
that Jesus was willing to suffer that death for me.
耶稣愿意为我受这样如此可怕的死亡刑罚。
And when you see the cross,
当你看到十字架的时候,
feel the hope,
你感受到那种盼望,
because he lives,
因为他活着。
We have the promise of eternal life.
我们有永生的应许。
60 years ago,
60年前,
two young boys, Richard Manning and Ray Brennan,
有两个年轻人，一个是理查德·曼宁，还有一个叫瑞·布雷南。
They were in high school together, best friends.
他们是高中的最好的朋友，要好的朋友。
They did everything together, went to parties together, studied together.
他们很多事情都一起做，他们一起去参加宴会，一起考准备考试。
They even pitched in and bought their first car together.
他们甚至就是两个人一起买了合买了一辆车。
War broke out.
但是在越战的时候。
And Richard and Ray went down to the recruiting office to register in the army together.
他们两个人都是同时去应招，就是去要当兵。
They wanted to go to Vietnam together.
他们也想一起去参战。
They ended up in Vietnam.
他们最后就最后到越战里边，越南。
And one night in Vietnam, a live grenade landed in their foxhole.
就有一天呢，就是有一个手榴弹就炸到了他们的那个壕沟里。
20 years old.
他们俩那时候只有20岁。
Ray Brennan looked at his friend Richard.
然后这个瑞呢，就看着他的朋友理查德。
Smiled a farewell.
脸上就有一个永别的一个微笑。
Threw himself on the live grenade to save the life of his friend.
然后他就自己扑到了那个手榴弹上，等于他就救了他的朋友。
Richard Manning survived the war.
那当然，这个理查德就经过战争就活了下来。
And after he came back from Vietnam, he became a priest.
当他从越南战争回来的时候，他成了一个神父。
And in the ordination process,
在他的这个案例的时候
，he took a new name.
他就按照他的，他选了一个新的名字。
He wanted to honor his friend.
他想要尊荣他的朋友。
So he took Ray's last name as his own first name.
所以呢，他就把 Ray 的这个姓呢，就成为他的名第一个名，他的名字。
Rest of his life, he went by the name Brennan Manning.
所以他最后别人就是世界上知道他的名字就是布雷南曼宁。
Years later.
过了很多年。
Brennan was back in his hometown and he went to visit Ray's mother.
布雷南呢，他就回到家乡，他就去看这个瑞的妈妈。
They sat up late in the night,
他们两个
telling stories, remembering Ray.
他们就待了很久，他们就一直晚上一直在聊天，在讲那个瑞的故事，回忆瑞的生平。
And Brennan said, you know,
这个曼宁就说，
I think about Ray every day.
他说我常常每天都想到瑞。
I loved Ray.
我很爱瑞。
Do you think he loved me so much?
你觉得他爱我吗？他也爱我吗？
And Ray's mother, who had lost her son,
这个 Ray 的妈妈就是撕掉，就是儿子死没了，
became furious.
就特别的生气。
She jumped up and grabbed Brennan by the collar and began yelling at him.
他就从那个椅子上跳起来，就抓着对方的那个脖领衣服领子说，
How can you ask such a stupid question?
你怎么会这么笨的问题呢？
He died for you.
他为你死了。
What more could he do?
他还能做什么更多呢？
This morning we're going to take communion.
今天早晨我们要领圣餐。
As we take communion,
当我们领圣餐的时候，
Imagine yourself as you look at the cross.
当你看这个十字架，你想象你自己。
And ask.
你就问自己。
Does God really love me?
神真的爱我吗？
How much does He love me?
他爱我有多少呢？
And the answer is.
他的答案就是。
Not in anger, but in love.
不是以在这个愤怒中，而是在爱中。
He died for you.
他为你死。
What more could He do?
他还可以做什么更多呢？
The cross is the great proof of his love.
十字架就是神爱我们的最大的明证。
Sister Crystal is going to sing a song for us.
那周师母待会儿会为我们唱一首歌。
It asks this question.
他问这个问题。
Who am I?
我是谁？
Who are you?
你是谁？
That the Son of God would die for me.
神子竟为我流血受死。
Who am I that a king would bleed and die for?
我是谁？一位王竟为我流血受死。
Who am I?
我是谁？
That he would pray.
他会祷告说，为我祷祈求说。
Not my will.
不是我的意愿意愿，而是你的意愿成就。
The answer I may never know.
这个我将永远不明白这个答案。
Why he ever loved me so.
他为你竟爱我到如此。
That to an old rugged cross he would go.
你去定被定在一个受咒诅的十字架为我死。
Who am I?
我是谁？
As I thought about this morning's service,
今天早晨我们的崇拜,
over the last several times as I've preached to you, I've talked about questions that come out of Romans.
然后我就讲到从罗马书所出来的问题，我怎么所问的。
But today's message didn't come out of Romans, a question.
但是今天的问题不是出于罗马书。
But out of a conversation a few weeks ago.
那我几个星期前有跟一个人聊对话。
As I sat in a coffee shop with a Christian,
我在一个咖啡馆跟一个基督徒。
Who said to me?
这个基督徒对我说。
I've been a Christian for 40 years.
我信主成为基督徒已经四十年了。
But sometimes I still wonder.
但是有的时候我还是就是在想。
Does God really love me?
神真的爱我吗？
This morning.
今天早晨。
As you think about the cross,
当你思想十字架的时候，
as you see the cross,
当你看到十字架的时候，
the answer is,
这个答案就是，
not just a generic love for everybody,
不是说好像这是普遍性的给每个人，
but God loves you personally.
神是个人的，就是爱你这个人。
Jesus loved you more than his own desire for life.
耶稣爱你胜过他爱自己的性命。
This morning as we share communion,
当我们今天早晨领圣餐的时候，
as you look at the cross,
当你看到这个十字架的时候，
think how much he loves you.
就去思想他有多么的爱你。
Let's hear this song.
我们把这首诗歌交给周师母。
Thank you.